Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
Somewhere between culture and agriculture, this is Coffee Country and Cody on The Legend, 650 AM WSM.
May all the weary rest in joyful play. If I had one wish to make, if I had one joy to sing, I'd tell the people about Almighty King, who gave me faith and love in everything. Oh, if I had one joy to sing, feel that I could do right by you, I'd rue the day that I got through. The very dove from once I flew, if I could do right by you. To make, if I had one wish to make, ooh, 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 if I had one wish to make,
one wish. Bridget DeMeyer, Rose of Jericho was a CD that was on, and we debuted that for you when you were when we first struck up a friendship, and that album CD first came out.
Yeah.
And here you are back again. It's been too long.
You can't get rid of me, Bill Cody.
I think it was the Hall of Fame when we had you on last, wasn't
yes.
it? A year or so
ago? Yeah,
right?
That's when that last record came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Will Kimbrough, always great to see you.
Great to see you.
And
all
wait
here.
Just a second. We got Will over there, Charlie?
Yes, sir. Mike is on now.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Mike is on. It's great to be here. Hi, everybody. Wake up.
You guys have literally you've toured the world since I saw you last, individually and collectively, huh?
Yeah, mostly.
Yes, we have.
And every place I've gone, I've taken him with me, or he's, you know, on his thing. He took me with him, and he's been playing with other people too.
So, what exotic locations has your travel log included?
Last Europe, year, UK, US, all over.
Scandinavia. The Netherlands, Telluride, Colorado.
Now you're Belgian, are you not?
Bill Cody, you're amazing. Yes, my father. How do you remember that of all the people you interviewed?
I don't know why. This is the geography.
My
thing,
mom's from Germany and my father's from Belgium.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm first generation.
So did you get a chance to play either one of those countries?
Well, I haven't played in Belgium yet. But when we go over, my cousins drive over. The DeMeyers from Belgium drive, because everything's so pretty close.
Mm-hmm. They make a mean waffle.
They bring us chocolate.
But the waffle in that part of the country is not a breakfast thing, is it?
No.
When do you have it? Is it a dessert?
Here.
Dessert thing?
Oh, over there?
What time? I mean,
you got to love a country where waffles are not breakfast.
Yeah.
Just like you want a waffle, it's like 5 in the afternoon.
It's like a pastry.
How about that?
I'm going to take these headphones.
27 minutes after 8 o'clock on 650 AM WSM with Bridget DeMeyer, Will Kimbrough. You're playing the station in tonight. And a new CD. The two of you are doing something together that's coming out later in the year?
Yes, we are starting to, we're going to record a CD in April. And so we're writing a lot of songs together, which has been nice. And we, when we collaborated on the last record, you know, I just found him to be indispensable, so I won't let him go, even though Emmy Lou Harris steals him from me from time to time. And
well,
everybody
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, that's right. But hey, Paul McCartney's coming to town. So
I got
to know. He and Lennon had some pretty good co-writes, as I recall. You might want to think about that, Bridget.
Well, I think me and Will could show Paul McCartney a few songs.
I heard they got some good tempo cuts.
Well, do something psychedelic for us over there on 650 AM WSM.
We haven't recorded yet, so we've been test driving this thing on the road, so we thought we'd bring it in and play it for you guys.
All right.
If you don't mind. You ready?
Ready.
Turn me up.
2, 3, 4.
Say you will be mine tonight. Say you will be mine. Words unspoken in the air have got me on the line. Right against a shooting star to the field below. Meet me there. Sing it out loud, you can't whisper down low. Tell it to me pretty, baby, tell it to me slow. Put this heart in your head so fine. No matter what the consequences, say that you'll be mine. Oh, say that you'll be mine. Pretty baby, tell it to me slow. Put this heart in your hand so fine. No matter what the consequences, say that you'll be mine. Oh, say that you'll be mine. You can take your own sweet time, but say that you'll be mine. Say you will be mine tonight. Say that you'll be mine. Words unspoken in the air have got me on the line. You can sing it out loud, you can whisper down low. Tell it to me pretty, baby, tell it to me slow. Put this heart in your hair so fine. No matter what the consequences, say that you'll be mine. Oh, say that you'll be mine. Say that you'll be mine.
Bridget DeMeyer, Will Kimbrough together in studio this morning on 650 AM WSM. Well, you just started, like you said, you wanted to do one for tempo to get going.
Tempo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Get your blood pumping.
Yeah. And that's one of those.
Radio. We need tempo.
We've got a girl in a scenario there who says, this may go horribly wrong, but I can't help myself. I don't care how this turns out. I've got to have you, baby.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was, Bill Cody. You nailed it. I had to put my mind and the mindset of, well, actually, the way we wrote that was Will played this cool little riff one time, and it was like a 30-second thing. And I said, that was cool. Let's make a song out of that. And a year later, I found it in the computer, and I started, and it turned into a thing. If that makes any sense at all.
8:32. Good morning. At 28 minutes till 9 o'clock. And the title is Say That You'll Be Mine?
Yeah.
That's it? Mm-hmm. And it'll be from the forthcoming album when they get it finished later in the year, 2013. Hopefully they get that out in the fall. Mm-hmm.
Station In tonight, an hour early. Got JT to open an hour earlier at 8. That's really cool. And then Dallas, Texas on Thursday, Austin on Friday, and the Chickiwawa on world-famous Canal Street in New Orleans, Louisiana on Saturday, February the 23rd.
Parenting never stops. Here's another song. Well, Bill takes care of Charlie. On Coffee Country and Cody, 650 AM WSM.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're ever gonna fly without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings that you can't see. I've been skiing on the mountains of the moon all weekend long. I've been looking out for life on Mars, singing my favorite songs. All these things could be yours too, if you just take another point of view. Everybody's got a pair of wings that they can't see. I've got wings that you can't see. I have wheels on my feet. Way up high, I feel free. On these wings that you can't see. I don't need no plane ride, I don't need no airport line. I can hang around at treetop flyer level all day long. Now I'm looking down on tiny cars, tiny swimmers swimming around pools and yards, and all on account of these wings that you can't see. I've got wings that you can't see. I have wheels on my feet. Way up high, I feel free. On these wings that you can't see. Maybe if you try and open up your mind, you might learn some things. God only knows what you might find floating on those wings. You can try to fly away from all your problems. Well, I'm here to say that ain't the way to solve them. I can only help you with the wings that you can't see. I've got wings that you can't see. I have wheels on my feet. High, I feel free on these wings that you can't see. You have wings, look and see. Silver wings, just like me. Way up high, we'll be free. Come on, take a little taste of freedom. High up in a cloudland kingdom. Take a little trip on the wings that you can't see.
AM WSM. The year was 2010, and that was the biggest Americana single that WSM radio played. Will Kimbrough is in studio this morning with Bridget DeMeyer, and Wings, also the title of the album.
That makes me so happy to think about that.
And a little background on you, Will. We'll come back to Bridget. We talked about her Belgian and German background, but where did you grow up? And what brought
I grew up in Mobile, Alabama, down on the Gulf Coast, and I moved up here in a rock and roll band called Will and the Bushmen, and you know, we got signed up, and it turned out the way most record deals turned out, and then, you know, I was, next thing I know, I've been living here for years, and I started working with Rodney Crowell and Todd Snyder and Bridget DeMeyer and Emmylou Harris and Jimmy Buffett. So one thing about that is full circle around to the Buffett thing, because we're both from the Gulf Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I just recorded a new album with Jimmy last week. So,
well, how about that?
Yep, we've been writing songs together for 10 years now.
So you are you officially a coral reefer, or are you an adopted?
I'm just an occasional reefer.
Okay, because this is good information to have, you know.
All right, Bridget just complimented my Googling skills off the air. Here we go, just a little sample from 1989.
Yeah, it's Eddie Stubbs' Way Back Wednesday is what it is.
It
here
does.
On 6:50 a.m. Will Kimbrough and the Bushmen here.
Blow Me Up from 1989.
Yep. And now Jimmy Martin.
The Carter family.
So an occasional reefer,
yep,
parrot head,
right.
Full-time parrot head possibly? Or
absolutely.
Is that just a fan-based thing?
Oh, I'm a parrot head.
Okay, good. Bridget,
yes,
you grew up a California girl.
Yep. Southern California, and then went after college, I moved to the Bay Area, San Francisco.
So which is better for someone who hasn't been there?
For me, I like the Bay Area because there's so many different things going on there. You can get mm-hmm. to San Francisco, the wine country, the coast, Tahoe, Carmel, you know, whatever yeah. you're fancy.
Yeah.
If you're Southern California, is a whole different vibe. It's like beach, sports, you know. But I like the Bay Area. It's more bohemian.
Now you you take those two, and you wind up in Nashville.
I know.
How
my family's
does it feel?
Mad at me.
How does it feel being in the South?
Well, it's growing on me. You know? When I go home, I still, you know, when you back home or out west or whatever.
Yeah.
They say I have an accent now, which is funny to me.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Now,
my brother gives me a hard time.
What is your son's name?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, we first met him. He was only 2 or 3 years old, mm-hmm. I want to say, something like mm-hmm. that. And you tell me now he is all grown up.
Yeah.
He's seven and a half.
Seven and a half, pushing eight.
Wow.
Kamikaze on the two-wheeler.
And you've got him in school, and he's studying and involved in all kinds of really neat things would never have been offered as a kid growing up at that age, no matter what private school.
I'm really proud of him.
So what all is he doing?
He's learning how to speak Chinese. He's in like 2 weeks learned how to play chess, and now he's been teaching me how to play chess, and we play almost every day. And he's taking computer science, and he's become he's very musical, so
okay.
He's taking up the piano, plus all the reading and writing and arithmetic.
It's becoming clear now.
He's got the curse, Bill.
Who's responsible for the government website hacks here in the United States. We've blamed it on the Chinese.
That's the 7-year-old.
But I think Bridget's 7-year-old Jeremiah, somebody needs to check his computer.
And it's amazing because I'm tipping my age here, but I mean, I remember typing on a typewriter and being excited that there was a correction key. You
know?
That,
had
yes,
the correct
all.
Ribbon? You had the whiteout
yeah,
ribbon on there?
Like, sweet, backspace.
Yeah.
And now he's like, Mom, can you hurry up with the iPad? I got to play my, you know, whatever.
That's so cool.
It's amazing. So he's doing well, and he's at that age now where he's putting gel in his hair and you know, got his little rockabilly haircut and not letting me walk him.
Is he like the shiny finish or the matte finish?
He likes the shaved with the spikes, like the J.D.
Yeah.
McPherson kind of.
Oh.
It's my fault. I probably imposed it on him. Like, don't you want to get a J.D. McPherson haircut?
Well, he's had a great
And then when I got him out of the haircut place, he's like, quit staring at me, Mom. I know I look good. Seven.
I got game. You're on 6:50 a.m. WSM. Tonight, Bridget DeMeyer and Will Kimbrough, who are our guests this morning, this duo will be playing the station in. And Charlie referenced a little bit earlier, they're off to Dallas and Austin and New Orleans, the land of dreams. And what kind of behavior goes on at the Chickiwawa?
Well, I don't know. See, Renee and I had tickets to go to the Chickiwawa. We're going to see our Americana friend Seth Walker. Mm. We just love his music.
Yeah.
The show got canceled, but the whole trip got canceled because they were getting a tropical storm. And, you know, when you're below sea level, you know, 8 inches of water potentially is not what you want for a vacation. So we went to Dollywood instead and saw the Gibson Brothers. we call an audible on that. So
that New Orleans. Yeah. People love to go there for the weather, I hear.
Absolutely. Yeah.
On 650 AM WSM. You guys going to do something else live for us before you go? Would you please? Would you grace us with another song?
Yeah, I think I'm going to sing one this time. I'm going to do a song and send it out to my wife, Jessica, who's opening what will be the coolest bookstore Nashville ever saw, and my daughter, Emma, who's about to graduate from Hillsborough High School with an international baccalaureate diploma. She's getting scholarships from all over the country.
Where's she going to go? UN one day?
She might. She might. Yeah. She might. She's figuring it out. And my youngest daughter, Sadie, who's working on a piano piece to play for some music students from TSU. So we got all kind of accomplished kids and people.
You are sitting here with two bookstore geeks, Charlie Maddox and Bill Cody. Where is your wife's bookstore going to be?
It is on 8th Avenue, and it's part of the expansion of Grimey's Records. It's going to have
Howlin'
a bookstore.
Howlin' Books.
Howlin' Books.
Okay, and it'll be open when?
Well, they're trying to get open this week, but they're having to go through a lot of codes situations. And it takes a long time to get through that stuff, so they're trying to get open this week.
All right. Well, thanks for the tip on that.
Yeah, it's
great
be
to
cool.
know.
So,
great
congratulations to them. This is a song I wrote for them. And I think if I can ask Bridget to help me sing this, make it sound much better. If you sing with me. I don't think people want to hear me sing the whole song.
Will Kimbrough and Bridget DeMeyer on WSM.
Three angels wake me up each morning, tugging at my sleeve. Three angels see me off to bed each night. I never did believe until I saw them for myself. They don't have wings and halos, they don't dress in white. They don't have wings and halos, they don't dress in white. From the tallest to the smallest to the one who's in between, they're beautiful and they're funny in their way. One's a woman, one's a little girl, and one's almost a teen, and they get smarter than me each and every day. Yeah, they get smarter than me each and every day. Everyone has angels looking over them. Well, there was a time when I just could not see. Now I know the truth is I'm a lucky man indeed. Everybody has an angel, I've got three. Three angels looking over me. Three angels make me smile. Three angels shining bright to see. Three angels, hot and sassy, meek and mild, yeah. Three angels follow me as I go out into the world, and they always see me back home safe and sound. Well, sometimes in the morning, they're a moody band of angels. Still, it's good to have my angels hanging around. You know, it's good to have my angels hanging around. Everyone has angels looking over them. Well, there was a time when I did not believe. Now I know the truth is I'm a lucky man indeed. Everybody has an angel, I've got three. Three angels looking over me.
Three angels make me smile. Three angels shining bright to see. Three angels hot and sassy, meek and mild. Three angels looking over me. Three angels make me smile. Three angels shining bright to see. Three angels hot and sassy, meek and mild and bold and brassy. My three angels make me glad to be alive. I hope this day is good. I'm feeling empty and misunderstood. You know that I'd be with you if I could. Lord, I hope this day is good.
What a sweet touch. Will Kimbrough, Bridget DeMeyer. Woo. Tonight you'll see him at the Station Inn. 8 o'clock showtime. Is that right?
8 o'clock, yes, right. Sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have a band there, too.
A band? Blade. You're going to have your full? Okay.
Yeah, Brady Blade is playing drums, and Chris Donahue, Jimmy Wallace on the keyboard, and Will. It'll be fun.
Now, Will, your daughter, who is the international student, does she speak a foreign language? I mean, what is her specialty?
She's studying Spanish.
Yeah?
Yeah, but mm-hmm. The International Baccalaureate is a whole wide-ranging thing, but mm-hmm. it's a great program, and Hillsborough has a real good one. So
you got fluent Spanish at your house. You got Chinese mm-hmm. at your house. Do either one of you speak a foreign language?
Nine.
A little French.
my youngest Pig daughter Latin. Speaks Chinese, too.
Wow. Right.
But, you know, I always say, Wo bu shi quan Chinese. I don't like to speak Chinese.
Oh, I see.
Wo bu shi quan Chinese.
Good morning from 650 AM WSM. Thank you both for coming to see us.
Thank you guys
so much.
Look forward to having you back soon and have a great show and a great run to Texas, those dates in Texas and then New Orleans.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.